After Grandpops passed, Aunt Vera, Uncle Clark, and Aunt Shirley had a meeting, sitting around the kitchen table with Ma. I stood close outside the room so I could hear. Ma, me and Clark think you and Lyman should come on up to Milwaukee with us, Aunt Vera told her. We ain't going nowhere, Ma said. I could hear the mad in her voice, but a little bit of scared, too. I'm gonna stay right here. Ma, we barely had enough to put Daddy in the ground. There just ain't enough, Aunt Vera said. I'll stay with Shirley. I didn't hear nothing from Aunt Shirley but a long breath, like she was tired. Ma, you know I ain't got the room for both of y'all. I heard Ma push a chair back, and I had to run into my room so she couldn't tell I was listening. After that, it felt like Ma was dying slow, just like Grandpop's. She stopped speaking and wouldn't eat her supper. Can I go outside? I'd ask her, just to get her to talk, but she pretended she didn't hear a word. Aunt Vera told me, don't mind her, Lyman. She'll come around soon enough. And one night she did. Ma was in the kitchen washing dishes when Aunt Shirley came by. She went into the room with Aunt Vera and the two of them whispered for a long time. They came out together and walked into the kitchen. I stood quiet outside the door, listening. Aunt Vera said, Ma, we gotta talk. But instead of Ma answering, I heard a pot bang in the sink. Just when I thought they were gonna get tired of waiting for Ma to say something, Aunt Shirley tried again. We're gonna help you pack up all your things, Ma. I think you're gonna like Milwaukee. Vera and Clark, Ma didn't stop washing the dishes. How you know what I'm gonna like? Ma said. I put my hand over my mouth because I almost made a sound. Milwaukee's a real pretty city, Ma, Aunt Vera said. And my pastor, Reverend Lawson at Calvary, I ain't going, Ma said. It was quiet again. Ma, we told you, Aunt Vera started soft and slow. And I told you, Ma said, mean as I ever heard her. We'll make it out fine here. First I lose Frank, then I gotta lose my home. Aunt Vera ran out the room crying so fast she didn't see me standing near the door. I waited to see if Aunt Shirley was coming out too, but then I heard her talking again. Ma, you ain't got no choice. Daddy would want us to see you and Lyman were looked after. This is the way it's gotta be. Aunt Shirley walked straight out the house, and I heard her start her car. Even though the water was still running from the faucet, I could hear Ma crying. Lord, Lord. After that, Ma seemed too tired to fight with Aunt Vera or Aunt Shirley. I didn't hear any more crying or moaning at night, just quiet, especially when she started packing up all our clothes into four beat-up suitcases. Don't think she said more than two words in the car all the way to Milwaukee. Wasn't so much that I was looking forward to going to school in Milwaukee, but I spent the whole summer watching Ma get meaner and meaner. To me, Aunt Vera, to just about everybody. And I wasn't used to having to live with so many people. My cousin Dee and her husband were living there with their baby. I slept in one room with Ma and they slept in the room next door. But their baby, Essie, cried all night long. Milwaukee wasn't as quiet as Vicksburg, but I had to go outside just to hear myself think. Most times I played in back by myself on the worn-out patches of grass, digging up ants and worms or playing soldier, sometimes just trying to remember the songs Grandpops taught me on the guitar.